Morning, everybody. Welcome to the Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu. And today is Thursday. By the way, the president is in town. So my advice to you is that unless you have something extremely urgent to do in Ikeja, you better avoid that place. I went to our newsroom. I like going to the newsroom. You know, it's an old newspaper thing. And I found the guys there. They were watching TV. Oh, look at the long convoy of the president and so on and so forth. And I had to tell them that on reflection, a president like this will always have a long convoy because even the world chairman, Badagry II East, would want to be seen with the president. He would probably come with his own policeman, his own advanced team vehicle, local government chairman. Everybody has to be at the airport. So anyway, visuals show that there's going to be a lot of traffic in Ikeja, even long after the president is gone. So unless you have something doing. So, and congratulations to the APC in Lagos, you know, for this. Whether you like it or not, given our circumstances, it's an achievement. That's the way we are structured. Every little thing we do must be celebrated. I virtually used to live in a place called near a place called London Bridge in the UK. And I remember back in the day when I used to go quite regularly, every time I turn up at London Bridge, I can't seem to find my way again because development is ongoing. And so I wonder how many celebrations they would have had. But that's the way we are. If we as much as, of course, you've seen videos of people launching wooden bridges and so on and so forth. But we need to congratulate the APC anyway under these circumstances. They haven't done too badly in that area. They could do much, much better. And they could actually give us good value for money. But they say half bread is better than none. So we are happy for the half bread that we're given. At least it will make our lives a bit more bearable. So congratulations to the APC. Well, I hope you tidy up all these things. And to the president, welcome back. Please go back in a hurry. The chaos that moves, it has nothing to do with you, sir. But that's the way it is. The chaos that moves with any movement you have. All your overzealous supporters and whatever. We'll be happy to have you launch the whatever and quickly go back and get the work done. Anyway, today I decided, and I was telling Honora in our newsroom here, that I'm more inclined to be doing more of lives, what would improve our lives directly, to talk about issues that will improve our lives directly. Already now, I'm thinking of bringing a couple. Today is their wedding anniversary. Congratulations to them. Next week, for them to come and tell us what has held them in good stead for 20 years. But today, I'm going to talk about the reality of life nobody wants to talk about. When I told one gentleman, a very good friend of mine, at the entrance of the studio, that the guest that I have is going to talk about whales, he started shaking in his shoes. And I wanted to go to the toilet, but I grabbed him back. So he's around here, but he probably has lost his voice now, so he can't say nothing.
It's definitely not me. You are not. That's not
Mr.
me.
Sheriff, I didn't mention
that is not me.
I didn't mention your name.
No, but that is. You can't say that he's around here.
Okay. It's not around here. I didn't mention your name.
Uh-huh.
You know, all of you, Retina Achebe.
What part?
I didn't talk to you. Anyway, it's a pleasure to have in the studio Mr. Iyosa Edeagbonya. Is that right?
Yes, right.
Is that Ishan?
No, that's Edo. That's Benin.
That's Benin, yes. You know, I'm quite proud. You know, I'm a Benin indigenous of some sort, having lived there back in the day.
Nice.
And he's here to talk about nothing but wheels. That's what he does for a living. What do they call, what's your job? I know you're a lawyer.
I'm a private trust advisor.
You're a private trust advisor.
Yes.
Is a private trust advisor. And what he does is to let you know how to handle your assets long after you've gone. Especially you big boys out there, you know, you're living as if there is no tomorrow, as if you're going to live forever. It can be very painful. I don't know if the dead look back. Do you believe in life after death?
Oh, yes, I do. Absolutely.
Have you seen somebody way die before?
Not. I believe in life after death, not as in coming back or seeing what's happening here.
Yes.
You know, but in the in how that beyond what you do today,
yes,
time will keep speaking.
But time will come, but will you be conscious of it?
You won't be conscious of it.
Because see, I want somebody to tell me what happens when you die. Whether, for example, if I die, I will go to one corner of somebody's flat and see him weeping, or he might be saying, oh, bien. So the first question I will ask you is it compulsory for you to have a will?
Very important question, really. And I think it's good that we start, you know, from here. Is it important that
to
you have a will?
Yes.
The answer is yes. Now, if you meet the criteria for someone who should have a will, yes, you should have
a will.
What
is the criteria?
The criteria, basically age. That is, you must be an adult, 18 years and above.
A 17-year-old millionaire can't have a will?
Not yet.
Legally?
Legally, 18 years and above, right? Yeah. Some states even say 21, but, you know, the wills love Lagos.
It's possible, though. If, for example, like you're a soldier, you might want to have a will, have a next of kin, and so on and so forth.
So there are exceptions to these general rules.
Okay.
Right? Soldiers, submarines, people who are, you know, always in the face of quote-unquote, death, danger.
Yeah,
so there are exceptions to these rules. But, you know, plain, 18 years, 18-year-old rather. You know, someone who is 18 years, and then secondly, somebody who is of
the
head must be correct.
So those who, for example, if a man dies in an asylum, and he has made a will, because what I believe is that those crazy as they may be, they have sane moments.
Oh yes, you know. So that's why at some point there must be proof. That at the point that the person signed
that will, it was corpus mentis.
Yes.
Okay. So now, must I employ you to make a will? Can't I just write a piece of paper or record it on video and say that's what I want?
Truly, there are different types of wills, right? But a very important part of the will writing process is probate, right? So, right, having a will does not begin and end with just putting down certain instructions.
Yes.
It does not begin, you know, with just, does not begin and end with, you know, putting down certain instructions, and then that's all there is to it. There are rules, there are principles, there's a legal framework.
Yes.
You know, that guides will writing.
Yes.
Right. So saying that, okay, I can just, you know, tear out a piece of paper in the comfort of my home, right? I have this and I have that. I give this to this and I give that to that. It's not enough. You know, it's not effective. You know, because the goal of having a will is not just to put down instructions, it's to ensure that the instructions are followed.
Yeah, that is a crucial point, because, and that's why you find some people are inclined not to bother. I've seen a late uncle of mine, and who I respected all my life, and his wife, who incidentally was a lawyer, my late uncle was a professor. He just told his children that, look, you are the only kids that I have, and you are my family. If after I'm dead you can't handle the little that I'm leaving behind, then so be it. He didn't have a will, and everybody's happy. You see, because sometimes in making a will, you cause confusion even amongst the beneficiaries. Do they call them beneficiaries?
Yes, they call beneficiaries.
Yes, say an asset, and you say, oh, okay, this one belongs to this, and no two assets are the same.
True.
If you have four cars and you have four children, who takes the Jeep? Who takes the this? Who takes the coupe? Who takes the? You understand?
I do.
I wish more people, and correct me if I'm wrong, if you could say something like, once I'm dead, if you can get an institution, for example, to tell you that, look, sell everything that I have and distribute the money in certain percentages, and everybody goes his own way. I've seen wills that I know somebody who made a will and said that his house should be left intact. who leaves the house intact? You know, blessed memory, he said, life should be intact. Later, the beneficiaries got together and made better use of the of the property. I'm one of those who believe that once your life is ended, that's it. And that's it. And you know, but you find here that people don't, they don't respect wills. They will always end up in litigation. The people who are called them, what do they call them? Those who manage estates. What do they call them now? They're not beneficiaries.
Executors.
Executors.
Yes.
They're hardly there for you. I'm sure that part of your work is frustrating.
Well, there are constant changes and developments in all of these areas.
Yes.
Right. So now, if I would just speak quickly to executorship.
Yes.
So what people are now doing, as against nominating individual executors, people are now nominating corporate executors.
Does it make it any better?
Oh, it makes it a lot better. A lot better. I had a meeting yesterday, and you see this client of mine. He's very interested in. Oh, I know, he's also concerned about individual executors who will be bothered about their own family business, their personal issues. How do you now want them to devote time and energy to executing this will?
Yeah,
you know, and so the truth is this, for corporate executorship, this is their job, right? So they have the requisite manpower, experience, the time, and they are very familiar with the probate process.
The honesty in call.
You know, so
if it's a juicy will, you know, what about the honesty?
You know, they are also going to be obligated to giving reports, time to time reports, right? To the family members, to the beneficiaries in the will, and also to give reports, you know, as part of the filings to probate. So everything is being checked, right? So the advantage of corporate executorship over individual, it's like heaven and earth, if you ask me. I mean, because we're in the field and we see the difference. It's there. It's there. Now, you know, Jenna, you're speaking right now about people who just want things to be easy. When I'm gone, I'm gone. Right? Yes. I don't want fighting, quarreling. I've come to see that you really cannot tell how people would behave
until you're gone.
That's it. You really cannot tell. And I say to people that, you know, writing a will is not really about you. It's about those that you love. On my way here this morning, a lot of traffic. And I can tell for a fact that the reason why people are doing all of this hard work, you know, day in, day out, it's not really because of me. I'm not doing this for me. I have a family. I have people who love me. I have people who I love. I have people who, you know, beyond just keeping assets aside when I'm gone, I have a legacy. That I want to also preserve, philanthropic gestures that people have and all of this. These are all of the things that you can protect and keep going in a will. Yes, there have been popular cases of will writing gone wrong. But I also say that the people who are getting it right are really on the increase. Now, because of our climb, Africa, Nigeria, areas like this still need a lot of education. A lot of education. So I met people who say, what am I writing a will for? I have two trousers, one shirt, one small bank account, maybe a pensions account and all that. Why am I writing a will? The truth is, governmental structures have now been set up in such a way that you cannot get access to a deceased person's assets until you come with a probate document, whether a grant of probate or a letter of administration.
Which one is grant or probate?
Okay.
Which one is letter of admission?
So
explain.
I'll explain.
Like they say in exam.
All right.
A, which one is letter of probate? B, which one? Explain.
All right. Now, when a person dies having a will, his executors and members of his family would approach the probate registry to get a grant of probate.
Of probate.
Now, this grant of probate is the document that will allow them gain access to this individual's assets, the properties, and then take them over and follow the instructions that were written in the will. Now, if a person dies intestate, meaning he did not or she did not have a will, but we also need to, you know, gain access to bank accounts, investment accounts, pensions, shares, all of that, we would then need to process a letter of administration. So the difference between a grant of probate and a letter of administration is that a grant of probate is issued to a deceased family who had a will, a deceased who had a will, mm-hmm. grant of probate, but if there is no will in place, a letter of administration.
Wow. Well, maybe it's better for you if you have an account, you have your ATM cards, you know, I put it in an envelope. When I die, they distribute the envelope, go and draw the cash. And, yes, because my major worry is that I'm trying to think very hard. I'm yet to see what I would call a smooth process. I'm yet to see one. Indeed, uh-huh. what I have seen, the smoothest I've seen, there was no will. And that's just my uncle who said that, who just told his four children, you're all that I have, if you can manage it. I think that pricked everybody's conscience and everybody fell in line and is happy. Because I believe that there is a danger in the hidden show of preference for individuals in the will. It's just natural. Even if you give somebody, if you have a 20-story building, mm-hmm. and the person you give the ground floor is less favored than the person you will give the penthouse. Yes. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do.
Yes. And so that it is. I'm more inclined to, you know, to dissolve all within 6 months, get it over and done with, and let them go their separate ways. Sometimes you find you keep, for example, I'm a beneficiary of some property on Lagos Island. Mm-hmm. Some member of the family, before we knew it, demolished the house, which could have been left symbolically,
mm-hmm.
and got all these nonsense developers and whatever you call them. They put up some funny structure. I guess how much do I get? Is it 17,000 or some silly amount? and the significance of the house is lost.
Yes, yes.
Sometimes I say to myself, and I always believe that in, let's say, 6 cases out of 10, wills divide families. I know it's what you do. By the way, you work in ARM pension. Is that
ARM trustees?
Yeah, ARM trust. Is that what your company does for a living?
You know, so
you do. You live on wheels.
Well, okay. So ARM is a group, right? It's a holding company.
Okay.
Right? I work for the trustees business.
For the trustees business. Yes, so that's what you do. What pays your salary and everything, and this nice attire you are wearing is people's wheels.
Well, it's estate planning. It's estate planning, right? So we do wheels. And okay, so you know, just by what definition,
yes,
a will is a tool of estate planning. There are other tools, right? So we do estate planning, you know, on the private.
So it's like a spanner. Is it like a spanner or a screwdriver?
Maybe a spanner, or maybe a screwdriver.
I knew you were right bang into it. We are going to take reactions now. 0700-993-993-993 and 0201-465-7190. Pastor Ladipo, you are exempted because you shouldn't be ready to write a will. Spiritually, you know, he's not, as a Christian, you cannot claim something. If you write a will, it means you know that you are going to die.
Oh my God.
So we will exempt. I mean, don't want you to die just yet. Pastor Ladipo, don't.
Good morning.
Who's calling? Morning.
Yes. Please, I want to ask the lawyer if that most of all those culture that said, if senior one die, automatically junior one will inherit everything.
All right. So let me rephrase what he's saying. The intention behind his thing is that does the will supersede tradition?
Oh yes.
So once you have a will, whatever tradition says is null and void.
Null and void.
For instance, when you hear that in some cultures women cannot inherit.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's odd, isn't it, for you to say women cannot inherit?
It's
but
odd.
I think the thing behind it is that she's already gone to another man's house. Oof. Okay, let's take another one. People, I know they will call in when it comes to wills. Hello, good morning.
Dr. Apostle GBD, good morning, sir.
Morning, sir. How are you? You won't die?
No time, wait, person, no go die now.
I cannot die. I don't go die, I tell you. I don't write any will. I don't go die.
You know, from my place, eh?
Yes.
Like the first son.
Yes.
Even me today, now I'm the head of our family, both home and abroad.
Yes.
So when we, you know anything about land?
Yes.
They sell oil company, they are trying to call. You know what they told me? Say the women are not, they are married. I said, no, they are our daughters. Those days, that's what they did. But for my own time now, I shall give them. And people were surprised. Ah, Chris, no, now these guys are married, they belong to us. I said, no, they're our daughters. And I stand my feet. So whatever they share, the women get their own share.
Good.
Out of land. That is what I did.
Share, the one way you can't want it for Ghana too, the same will apply.
You mean if...
You're wasting time. We have to take a short break. I'll be right back.
You're listening to Jimmy Dis. Jimmy Dis right here. 99.3
Nigeria Info. Right back to the Daily Digest with Jim Diso, and I have Iyosa Ediagboya, right?
Yes, sir.
And he's a lawyer, but he's also a, what did you call
it? A private trust advisor.
A private trust advisor. To cut it short, what he does for a living is to write
films. That's not all.
I know. Let me tell you one of the reasons why I'm so skeptical about some of these things.
I'll
tell you a very quick story of what's going on in an estate in Surulere.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the man died. When the man died, the property, he had children, but I'm not sure if you heard it, but the property automatically became the wife's own because they got married in the registry. Mm-hmm. Remember that when you marry in the registry, they will tell you not once, not twice, that if either of you dies intestate, mm-hmm. whatever belongs to the other. So it belonged to them. So the property became the wife's own, and she had children. So the property of the man belonged to mommy. You understand? Now, mommy is a human being, had a bobo who moved in and whatever, did all this and mommy fell in love, okay? Uh-huh. In the process of mommy falling in love and so on and so forth, this man, new lover, moved into the house. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
The children were gone. So was living with mommy. One day, this new individual, he convinced mommy that they should go to the registry. They went back again to the registry to marry. Then mommy died.
Hmm.
Now, when mommy died, automatically, everything that mommy owned now reverted to her husband, the new bobo. And the children were now there, flexing muscles. I think they ended up, this is a popular case. It's a popular case in the Adenon Ogunsanya axis. So the property now became the new bobo's own, and the children of mommy were left hanging. So, whether the new bobo has married somebody else, we don't know. Because if anything happens to this new bobo now, it's his own children that would inherit it. Isn't that a complex situation?
Well. The truth is, when it comes to bequeathing of assets and marriage,
yes,
some things are not cast in stone, right? Mm-hmm. So, if for instance, Mr. A marries Mrs. A,
yes,
there's no rule that says that automatically all of Mr. A's assets go to,
no, if you die intestate.
Now, if he dies intestate,
that's what I'm saying. That's when it happens.
You know, the order of people who can come to the probate registry to process whatever needs to be processed.
Mm.
Of course, on top of that list is a spouse.
Yeah.
Right. And you know, then the spouse can come followed by children, followed by parents, followed by siblings,
followed by
yes.
Yes.
And so, if the wife comes, she cannot act alone. Right. So there must be the administrators of an estate.
Who appoints them?
So if a person dies intestate, members of a family are supposed to come together and nominate themselves and then go to the probate registry.
How
there's a number.
How do you define a member of a family?
All right, so you see this order I just drew now. Wife, children, parents, siblings, right? Quote and unquote, able-bodied people, right?
Who chooses the able-bodied people?
So, I mean, they're chosen within the family. In this case, because you can see
that these things are wide open and open to individual interpretation.
That's why we often advise people and say, you know what, the best way out of all of this, get yourself a will. Because in the will, you would nominate, you would state, you identify yourself first of all, and then state who your beneficiaries are, wife, children, or husband, children, brother, sister, whoever else. And then the next thing you're going to do in the will is name executors, corporate or individual.
Does the law recognize a will where the beneficiaries are not even part of the family? Let us say, for example, a gentleman falls in love outside his outside his immediate family, and he wills all his assets. Let's say that Bobo has Babe outside, and he wills all his assets to Babe's children. Is that recognized in law? You can will to anybody that you like.
It's contestable, very contestable. I'll tell you why.
Why?
Now, even though there are provisions given for beneficiaries, that is, like I said, you know, there are also provisions given for dependents, especially in the wills law of Lagos State. You must make provision for dependents. What are dependents? People that can prove that for a while you were financially responsible to their needs.
That's a new one. That's a new one on me. That's right. Okay, so
to all the baby father, and, you know.
Don't right. mind. Don't, so, he will
didn't
soon
call
get
the name. I didn't mention. Did I mention anybody?
It's a matter of time. He will soon get to my head.
I did not mention anybody.
It is sweeter now.
I did not mention anybody's name.
This one thing that is, he will be my dependent.
God. God.
Yeah, your own.
So if there is proof.
If there is proof, so that means that technically, if a man has a babe,
yes,
is 5 years whatever, and he's been taking care of the babe, ink can't die,
and she has a proof.
And she can prove it.
That monthly he was sending me this, you know, he was
from the bank account.
Yes, and she, you know, she's printing her bank statement and bringing to the court.
Ali,
there's provision for her.
You guys,
she can contest that will.
You guys out there, if I were you, just give cash.
So invariably,
there's more than meets the eye. You better study the rules
a lot.
Yes, a lot.
And that's what we're saying. With people. Don't just jump and say, okay, you know what? We're talking about wills. That's nice. You may want to sit down with an expert. To say, okay, you know what? And you know, oftentimes we say in the office, this is like having a medical appointment.
Okay, so let's get down to the nitty gritty because I'm sure one question that his take on this thing would be that all these things, how much does it cost to acquire the services of who can help you write a will? Because that is crucial.
Oh, it's very crucial.
And when we talk back and forth, front and back, up, down, everything, at the end of the day, that person that will help you package your will, how much you go get? Is it a percentage of your assets or what? Or is it a fixed fee?
Okay, so there are different types of wills.
Yes.
There's a simple will. Right?
Yes.
Different companies have what they call theirs, but a simple will is a will that accommodates a person who doesn't have so much, right? Small to say medium-sized estate. Simple wills are really very affordable. I don't want to use the word cheap.
When you say affordable in affordable in our current circumstances, what is affordable to you might not be affordable to me.
True.
So on an average, what does it cost? Just give me an average.
A simple will can cost us as affordable, as cheap as 30,000. Some companies do it for less.
Okay. Is it advisable, for example, for you to discuss your will with your would-be beneficiaries? Is it advisable
it
for
is
you
not,
to do that?
It is not advisable.
So you can't call your beneficiaries, like, if your beneficiaries, for example, are your children, you can't call them to a meeting and say, it's true, they might jumpstart the...
I was just going to say, you want to fast-track the home call now.
Fast-track, yes. Once nobody's looking, they
you know,
down the...
And say, I mean, in this estate, I'm going to get like 3 houses in so-and-so area. We can as well.
This issue of will is a hot one. Look at. We have so many calls coming.
You know, but just before, you know, I was going to add, you know, there are other types of wills. There's what we call a comprehensive will. And you see the comprehensive will, it is not simple. I just talked about the simple will. A comprehensive will is for people who have, you know, larger family size, larger estates, properties here and there, offshore properties, or properties in Nigeria, stocks, shares, all of that. You will need to sit down.
Do you know why I'm laughing?
Why are you laughing?
A lot of these are so-called politicians, civil servants, we don't chop money. They will never write a will. Because it's like confession.
You know, I mentioned
it's a leak. That's why you find that over time, in 9 cases out of 10, a lot of these people running around stealing this one, they're putting money inside the cemetery, all these things usually die with them. Because they can't, who is the undertaker now that you will talk to say that I stole so-and-so dollars, oh, and it's the Cayman Islands. I stole this. That's why at the end of the day, usually it dies with them. Is that not so?
Well, people like that now begin to venture into other estate planning tools, right?
Yeah, but you still have to write a will.
Well, yes, you still have to write a will for assets that must be held in your name.
Okay. So some could have been deed of gift.
Deed of gift in your lifetime, you distribute the assets.
Is it
right
possible
there.
That you would have a deed of gift that you don't know about?
And for it to be a deed of gift, you have known about it and then you have gifted it out. So a deed of gift is somebody saying...
Is it possible for me to get a telephone call from a lawyer to say, Jimmy Disu, yeah, do you know so-and-so? I know him. He died 2 weeks ago. Yeah. And then he gifted you 2 buildings in Banana Island. That can happen.
Okay, it can happen. Right, it can happen. Typically, when people give deed of gift, they are saying that in my lifetime, I don't want to wait till I'm dead. It will only come to no effect after the death.
So a deed of gift cannot be retroactive?
A deed of gift, it can be retracted. A deed of gift is in your lifetime to say, I'm not waiting till then, today, you know, call my lawyer, whoever, put up the document to say, I'm giving this to Mr. and Mrs. this, you know, and they've signed it out, right? More often than not, the people who they're gifting to, they know. More often than not, they know. In most cases, they know, right? Except maybe they want to introduce, you know, a special clause to say, don't let him know or don't let her know. But it's a gift. It's a gift. It's a gift. So it's from me to you in my lifetime. So typically you would. So you'd be able to receive it as it were.
Okay, we are going to take your reactions. I know we have so many calls out there. We are going to take your reactions. Be careful what you say on radio, though, because you might be your wife might be eavesdropping on you or your husband or vice versa. Hello, good morning.
Can I take this one? This one came in way early.
Which one?
Noah on YouTube. Noah was asking, you know, he was curious if and how one can will crypto assets.
You know, it's a big discussion now.
Yes.
Crypto assets.
First of all, is it legal?
Yes, it is.
I just wanted to clear that.
It is legal.
Really.
It is legal. The Nigerian CBN.
Does Nigeria recognize
it?
Yes.
CBN just gave a directive not so long ago. Crypto assets. Now, you see, for assets that, like crypto assets, you must be willing to divulge information, first of all. You know, a lot of these things are passwords. Okay, now, not just crypto assets, but let me add to this category digital assets.
Okay.
You know, content creators now who have posts and all of that
YouTube channels.
You know, income is there and all of that. And it will outlive them.
Yeah.
That's the truth. It will outlive them.
Definitely.
Right? So we're now having a huge discussion around crypto assets, digital assets. You must be willing to sit with an estate planning expert to say, okay, you know what, this is how we structure this. My password to
this,
my email, my this, my that. So yes, it's very possible to be able to distribute trading platforms that have emails attached to them. Are you really willing to sit down to say, okay, you know what, this is what it is. This is how you get into this platform when I'm no longer in the picture. You know, because again, death does not write you a letter. Remember to say, I'm coming next week.
Stop
put your house
pointing
in
at me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Every time I'm here, you keep pointing me.
I'm sorry. So you will need to.
Am I the only one who wants to die?
So you will need to sit down. Let's pick.
Don't point.
I'm sorry. I'll point this way now.
Every time you point at the door. Hello. Good morning. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Morning, sir. Who's calling?
My name is Chris.
Chris, good morning, Chris. How
I have
you?
A question to ask.
Yes.
There is this my friend who died 2 years ago.
Yes.
And he married again in the year 2000. He has a will. But the names of the wife and the children of this new marriage, they are not in the will. So when he died now, there is problem in the family. How are they going to fix it? Because it is only the first wife with the children are in the will.
Okay, thank you, sir. The implication of what he's asking is the need for wills to be updated.
Exactly.
Isn't that right?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
More so if your circumstances change.
Yes.
And I'm surprised he didn't do that. But I'd like to... That brings about something. The only will recognized from what he's saying is that with probate that has been registered.
Recognized by the government, yeah.
By the government. Yes. So if you have another will, let's say the man put it in his drawer, wasn't ready to file it just yet, and like you said, death... Can I point at you?
Yes, you can.
You're ready to go. Okay,
Can I just speak to that quickly?
Yes,
right.
Yes.
Two issues I'll speak.
Yes.
I would say, you know, concerning that. Number one is that you have the opportunity of lodging a will of a deceased person.
Yeah.
You
know,
of a deceased person, somebody that has
died. Really?
Oh, yes. You have a time frame, 3 months. You know, so you lodge it as a detached will. So, Mr. A, right?
Is that recognized, though?
Yes, it's recognized.
But it definitely can be challenged, isn't it?
There's no will that cannot be challenged, right?
Yes.
There's no will that cannot be challenged. It's just that the probate rules and, you know, wills act, you know, the law governing wills and all of that has recognized that there are certain situations where people wrote a will, signed the will, but for some reason did not lodge it.
Hmm.
So, there's a window period, 3 months, you know, for you to be able to, you know, lodge the will of a deceased person. You will now be lodging it as a detached will.
But I'm sure that your advice really is that you should lodge your will.
Immediately you sign the will, please lodge the will. You know, for that last caller's question, you know, Jimmy, you spoke about it. Having a will is not the end of the matter. There must also of necessity be regular checks and updates, because life changes. People remarry, divorce happens, people pass on, you know, more children come into the picture, you know, that maybe you didn't...
More interests that you probably didn't know were on their way.
Yeah.
Are you married?
I'm married.
No wonder you're so careful. Let's pick another call. Hello, good morning. How are you? You're my last caller for the day. Hello?
This is Pastor Ladipo. I have a friend. The father did video will because the children are so many and they are very stubborn. So before the man died, the man did what is called video will.
Yes, we've heard that, yes.
So how effective is video will?
Oh, okay, fine, because we are running out of time.
Thank you.
The video must, like all other wills, must be registered with the court.
Our laws in Nigeria, the will must be written.
And signed
and witnessed. Written, signed, and witnessed. There are lots of these things. So, and a beneficiary cannot be a witness. I don't want to go into all of those technicalities. Mm-hmm. But in Nigeria, the will must be written. If you're going to have a video in addition, that's fine.
Okay, fine. So, 8-9, we got to go.
Wait. Oh, sorry.
Yes.
There are very important questions on this thing.
But time is gone.
Let me just throw it out.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Chris said, are deeds of gift irrevocable? The owner has given a signed deed of gift, and he or she decided not to give again.
So when you do a deed of gift, you have transferred it. It's no longer,
yours.
Ah.
And then there's also something about you can't give people a gift and then tell them what to do with it.
It's a gift.
It's a gift. Yours. So people make that mistake. Mm-hmm. You can't give me a house and say that I cannot sell it. It's a contradiction.
Should I give you a very funny story?
Yes, but we have just...
Baba did a deed of gift to his son.
Yes.
And then, you know, the deed of gift was for the house Baba was staying. And then the son comes and kicks Baba out of the house.
Oh, my word.
Because it's now his house.
Yes, SHIT happens. We got to go. It's 9:50. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir.
These things occur to me that we probably have maybe some kind of quarterly program in which you will come in and then it will be people will just ask questions. I'll keep quiet, doze off in the background when it's time for a break. because people need to be educated.
True.
I can imagine the number of questions that people wanted to ask. So I might be inviting you again in another 3 months.
My pleasure.
And for you to
give
my regards to your wife at home.
Thank you.
That is deliberate. That's a deliberate message. And please, I need something from you. Whenever whenever you come to the studio, you talk about death, please don't point at me.
I'm very sorry.
You can move
the door.
You can move or point at the ceiling. We got to go. We'll be back here tomorrow at 9 o'clock. And what are we going to discuss tomorrow? No matter how hard you work, and no matter how poor you think you might be, I'm a living example. You need to create time to have a holiday. A holiday doesn't mean going through the airport. A holiday could mean doing things even within Nigeria. So I'm bringing back my favorite daughter, Social Prefect. She'll be here tomorrow to talk about, you know, the holiday opportunities that forget. Sometimes let's take our minds off the part of holidays and resting is part of feeding. It's essential. If I didn't have a habit for quarterly holidays, I'd have been dead. Mm. Given the kind of the kind of work that I do and the time devoted, here I was with Sheriff complaining the other day that neither of us could sleep for about 3 days at a stretch, back to back. He couldn't sleep. I don't know what. So you must create time, and that's why I'm bringing in Social Prefect, and that's tomorrow, Friday. And on Saturday, we are going to take another extensive look at the development in the Redeemed Church. The Redeemed Church is a national asset.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't belong to the Redeemed people anymore. And they are setting the pace, and therefore they must get it right. So we will be discussing that on Saturday. I've already contacted some elderly people. So, my friend, nice to know. I don't know whether I'm always happy to. Every time I see you now, I think of death.
Oh my God. Maybe you change, you think of life.
That cannot think of life. Where you want to? You want me to write a will? Sheriff, thank you very much for helping me out here.
Thank you.
I'll be back here tomorrow at 9 o'clock, okay? I'll see you then.
Thank you.